You're listening to The Sports Rabbi, hosted by Josh Halichman.
We're back here with the Sports Rabbi, Josh Halichman. Welcome aboard to the Sports Rabbi Show, where we bring you the best of Israeli sports all the way up to Nahariya, down south Eilat, and all the great cities in between, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and many, many more. And of course, me, the Sports Rabbi, at the Sports Rabbi, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, sportsrabbi.com, for the latest and greatest news in English and in Hebrew. And of course, today we are talking Israeli football, Israeli soccer. And who do we bring on? It is none other than our good friend, Roei Shalom. It should be noted that Roei Shalom was just on a reconnaissance mission. Yes, he was in Dubai. He was looking for the sheiks that were supposedly buying Beitar Jerusalem from with Moshe Chogeg. Did you find those sheiks, Roei Shalom?
Oh, you just needed to choose one. You know, you were like, hey, do you want to buy Jerusalem? Do you want to buy Beitar? Do you want to buy Apoel? I was just asking each one of them, and they were like, huh? So, Jerusalem? So yeah, you just need to choose one, and they will come in bunches. So, it was incredible. An incredible place. But let's be honest about Dubai. It was lots of fun, you know, and it's good to see that we have some new partners in life. So, you know, good, that's a start.
Good stuff. At least we have some friendly partners. We're always looking for friendly partners, of course.
Yep.
We had some action, extracurricular action in the Holy Land the last couple of weeks, but the soccer action is back on the field, Roei Shalom. And yes, Maccabi Haifa, they didn't sew up the title, but they came ever so close and they inched a little bit closer on Sunday night to winning the first championship in about a decade. The last time they won it was with our good friend and coach, Elisha Levy. This time, Barak Bachar is oh so close. There are two games remaining. 4 points separate Maccabi Haifa and Maccabi Tel Aviv. Maccabi Haifa, a convincing 2-0 win over Ashdod up in Sammy Ofer Stadium. The fans were rabid. They were going crazy. It looked like Haifa was going to get off to a nice start with a penalty. But Oral Greenfield, the Israeli international referee, denied the penalty call. But you know what? Nikita Rukavica, welcome back. He had been under the weather from coronavirus for a long time, and he took matters into his own hand as the league's leading goal scorer, Roei Shalom. He finished off an Omer Atsili assist to give Barak Bachar's squad a 1-0 lead in the 39th minute. That was doubled by our good friend Godswe Donio in the 75th minute, after a brilliant play by Tyrone Sherry. They sealed the victory. Ashdod was never in that game. Maccabi Haifa will have to travel up to Kiryat Shmona in the little bandbox of a stadium. Seats a little bit over 5,000 people on Wednesday night, where with a win, they could wrap up the championship, Roei Shalom. Listen, Maccabi Haifa are looking very, very good as they near the end of the season.
Yeah, they looked great yesterday and felt like, you know, the Maccabi Haifa fans hoped it would be the championship game. And it wasn't so far from that after the first half on the other side in Petah Tikva. But, you know, they were firing from everywhere, from the start. Maccabi Haifa was just all over Ashdod. And it's beautiful to watch them play these days because they are showing that championship glory, those final finishes of really a remarkable season for them. You know, Omer Atsidi, we've said so much about him, just comes through again with another assist. It's just unreal how good he's been since coming back to Israel. And Tyrone Sherry, also, the past, I want to say, like 2 months, he's been incredible, really incredible to watch. The same Tyrone Sherry we saw last year early last year that was just electric, and he's back to being that electric player next to Atsiri, and it's just choosing between Donio and Rukavica. But both of them are just incredible, and it's good to see Rukavica finally score and come back to the scoring ways. And Donio, you know, Donio is underrated. Donio is, we felt the start of the season, Donio felt like this kid that is just, you know, Maccabi Haifa brought him in. You don't know who he really is. He doesn't really get into the mix, you know. And we felt like Donio is, you know, one of those players that is here to leave. But Donio he's incredible. He's really, really good. He's super fast. He's super technical. I love the way he plays. He's like this energy boost every time he's on the pitch. So Maccabi Haifa looks great. Their defense, you know, was as strong as we've seen, even with Planić going out,
right,
and
yeah,
him being officially out for the rest of the season. And, you know, it's hard to see that, especially with how much he's tried and how much he went through injuries throughout this past, I want to say, last month and a half of the season, and how he's just, it felt like his season was over like a month and a half ago with an injury, and he's just been able to come back and come back. And it feels like he's this warrior, just, you know, putting himself out of the equation and putting the team first in his mind and just grinding every single game. And we like those players, and you know, I appreciate them a lot, and it feels like he's one of those that would put his team in front of himself. So a lot of credit for the championship season will go under Planić and everything he's done to that defense. So he just deserves that. He went out, and, you know, Rami Gershon came in, and it was the same quiet because Ashdod was just not there.
Yep. Listen, Maccabi Haifa, they deserve to be the champions. I mean, I don't think there could be any argument here. They were consistent throughout the season. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. They've won the games when they've had to win. They've done what they've had to do. They had a few hiccups here or there. But they've really been the best team, Roy Shalom, throughout this season, without a question. There's no doubt in my mind they deserve it. They will be deserving champions, as much as, of course, Maccabi Tel Aviv don't want to hear that. That's just fact, right? Yep. I mean, fact is fact. The table doesn't lie. Right now, they're 4 points ahead of Maccabi Tel Aviv. Table don't lie. And they're, you know, most probably, unless there's some kind of crazy outcome that happens over the next two match days, it could happen, right? I mean, you know, Kiryas Sparta could, you know, do a little damage. Maccabi Tel Aviv can beat Ashdod. There's definitely possibilities, but to me, I think this is a wrapped up situation for the Greens of the Carmel Mountain, Roy Shalom.
Yeah, and they've been waiting for it so long. It just, they couldn't have done it quicker. It's, you know, and it feels like it will come down maybe for that, you know, last game of the season. Kiryat Shmona, you can never know what happens in that sandbox. So it will have to come to the last game of the season. And if you ask me, and then, you know, do it the official way, the beautiful way, you know, because we always like to have that tight drama in the end of, what will happen if, and, you know, the whole thing of, wait, Maccabi Tel Aviv is going to score first, and what's going to happen? But let's be clear. Maccabi Haifa is going to win it, especially with the way they've been playing the past month and a half or so.
No question there. Looks like it's their championship to lose. Maccabi Tel Aviv, 3-0 winners over Maccabi Petah Tikva. After a scoreless first half, and I got to tell you, Dor Peretz, who looks like he will be going to Europe this coming summer, made a brilliant through ball pass to Eduardo Guerrero, elegantly chipped it over Arigianco, 1-0 lead. The, as they say, the floodgates opened after that. red hot Itai Schechter, who was also injured after that, made it 2-0 from a Dan Beaton pass. And then Dor Perets himself scored a goal, putting the finishing touches on the 3-0 win. What could you say? Maccabi Tel Aviv did what they had to do. They picked up the victory. Patrick Van Leeuwen still hasn't spoken about his future. He did say that everything will be known very quickly after the season. What do you think that means? Is Patrick Van Leeuwen, has he already signed a contract extension, or has he been told that his services are no longer required, Roy Shalom?
You know, the question is, what will Maccabi do with their youth department? For me, Mitch, that could be as high as a priority than the coach of this team. Because we know how much he has invested in this youth program, how much he wants that person, and how much he trusts Patrick doing that job. And now coming in, bringing someone in instead of Patrick to do that job is going to be difficult. You know, Patrick left some big shoes and a lot of responsibility. He likes, you know, we all know he likes the power. He likes to be the man in charge, everyone under him. And by his philosophy, and he was there every single day. He knew everything about every single team. He knows all of the kids. And that's someone, if they'll need to find someone, that's not going to be easy. And I'm sure Mitch would have an easier job finding someone for the head coaching gig. Yeah, for the head coaching gig than finding a new Patrick in there, but I'm sure
does Patrick even want to continue coaching after this year? I don't know. You know,
right?
It's not clear. You know, none of this is clear. I do think that whatever had to take place is already taking place. I think we're going to find that out right after the State Cup final next week. I'm sure of that. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what Maccabi's plans are.
You know, if you ask me, it's Patrick wants to stay as the coach. I think so. It seems like he was waiting for this opportunity to happen. Now, we don't know what's going to happen. If he might get, you know, that offer from somewhere else of, you know, making that next step, as we've seen with Jordy, with other coaches. Now, he doesn't have that experience as a coach, but maybe, you know, he might get a youth department job somewhere else. So we don't know about that. But if you ask me, Patrick will stay as the coach. It seemed like I can only say it by one thing. The way he was happy after the Eduardo Guerrero goal, mm-hmm. The way he clapped his hands, and he looked really into it. Of course, he doesn't want to. Yeah, right.
Those are his players. Those are his guys. I think he'd want to continue as coach here. Could he have an offer to go somewhere else? Certainly. Maybe he wants to leave Israel at this point. I wouldn't blame him. He's been here enough years. You know, he's put in his time, you know. I don't know. It's going to be very interesting. I think whatever decision, I'm sure, will be a good one. I don't think that there's going to be a major, you know, issue behind it. I'm sure they're not going to make the same mistake as they did last season by having not that Donis was a mistake. I don't necessarily think he was a mistake, but the situation where Patrick was there and kind of looking over Donis's shoulder did not help matters, right?
Yeah, and I'll say this. This is going to be a really interesting summer for Maccabi Tel Aviv. Maccabi Tel Aviv is finally going to have this whole fair play cloud over with. That's first of all. And now if that happens, and we know Patrick's leverage and, you know, and respect from Mitch,
yeah,
how much will he get of you know, playing room with the budget and bringing in players and doing his stuff? Because it wasn't exactly his team, even though it was his team.
Right.
It's just it's going to be really interesting, because if he stays in as the coach, I think he gets much more breathing room and playing room than a coach come in with a new philosophy and bring in, you know, players with the cash or the budget that they'll get from Mitch. I don't think it's going to be the same one. That's the whole thing. That's if you ask me, because, you know, Mitch, after especially seeing this whole Donis situation happen, will have his doubts coming in, I'm sure. But if Patrick is the guy, so I really see this as a different story and a really, really interesting summer for Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that there are some people that Patrick brought in the youth department that can take over. It may not be as a dominating figure, but he set up the youth department to succeed. I don't think I think that there are some guys that are there, like Robin Verhoel. There are people that could step into that role. I wouldn't say step into his shoes, but step into that role, and would be fine, because the product is there. Patrick created that product, and you know he did that in other places too. And you still look at Shakhtar Donetsk; it's, you know, it's running like a, you know, well, you know, fine-tuned machine. So there shouldn't be an issue. I can't see Patrick moving back to the youth. You know, once you've already become a head coach, it's very difficult. You know, is he going to be, you know, these are his guys. I would think that he's going to be the head coach. I would think that they're going to sign him to a multi-year deal. That's my guess.
It's or he's here as the head coach or he's out of Israel.
Yeah, that's mine. I think he's going to sign a multi-year deal. He's done everything that he's had to do. I think he's done everything that he's had to do, you know, for this.
And he knows the culture. You know, he has that culture, Maccabi style, in him. So that's the most important thing, if you ask me. In the end,
I think he'll be fine. I think he wants to see that these guys. It's proven that it will work. If he was here from the beginning of the year, I think the results. You know, I'm not saying Europe would be different, but the league would definitely be different. I would assume. They're gonna have a lot of changes on the field also. I don't know how many of the foreigners are going to remain. You know, you saw Sabarita came back. He was in the airport with you. Giraldes, you know, are these guys going to stay on? We know the Pesic is definitely not going to stay on. Apparently he has a second bout with the coronavirus, as he said. He just didn't want to come back. That's clear.
Yep.
We see that also in the basketball. You know, guys just don't want to come back. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. For them, they're already out of here. They don't want to come back. I don't know what kind of situation, what kind of deal they cut, but they're just not interested in coming back. I get it. I totally understand it. The season's over. Okay. You know, so be it. Jonathan Cohen, is he going to be around next season, or is he going to be going to Europe? Is Dor Perez most probably going to be going to Europe? Itai Schechter, is he going to continue? You know, there's just lots of questions. Maccabi Tel Aviv will have a full slate of questions that are going to have to be answered over the next month or so. And it'll be interesting. It's going to be busy. The funny season is going to be pretty busy. We'll have a lot to discuss over there. We see already signings now. Jerusalem, Shai Constantine went over to Maccabi Netanya. That's just one signing. There have already been a couple of others. There'll be more as the weeks start going by. Maccabi Tel Aviv,
I just want to say one thing about Maccabi Tel Aviv, and we can see it now with the whole Beitar Tel Aviv Ramne, the whole situation they had, Bat Yam, the whole situation they had there with the players showing they are capable. And this might be the new Ivic era of new players, new blood coming in, letting the more, I don't like to say it, veterans, because Dor Perez is, you know, is still young and Jonathan Cohen is still young, but letting those guys go out, bring in the new blood, it could be really interesting, because Maccabi Tel Aviv does have some new players and potentials for them to, you know, fulfill and grow, because, you know, if you ask me, Elon Almog that still hasn't made that next step. If Jonathan Cohen and Dor Perez are out, he's going to be the guy that will have to make that jump. So,
right.
And with Patrick in there, that's, you know, we'll have lots to talk about.
There's going to be lots to talk about with Patrick, without Patrick. It'll be fun. Now, we'll just tell Maccabi Tel Aviv for a minute. They dominated Maccabi Haifa last week in the State Cup semifinal. They moved on to the State Cup final against Hapoel Tel Aviv, who beat Beitar Tel Aviv Bat Yam. Derby for the first time in many, many seasons. Should be exciting, should be fun. Maccabi Tel Aviv are going to be the heavy favorites here. There's no question that they are the team to beat in the State Cup final. It was originally supposed to be in Sammy Ofer Stadium. They've moved in out of Bloomfield because both teams are from Tel Aviv. It's going to be wild. It's going to be fun. It will be split 50-50, the stadium. It's going to be great. You know, fans back in full force. It should be a blast to be at that State Cup final, Roy Shalom. It's going to be exciting. Of course, we'll preview that in one of our upcoming shows, but you must be excited. Derby doesn't get any better than that going to the State Cup final.
It starts from the fans, for me, from this game. You know, of course, it's the fans coming back to a derby. We haven't had that for a while, but do it on a finals. Wow. You know, Hapoel Tel Aviv with the season they've had, the last couple of seasons they've had, and getting to this finals position of winning a title under Nir Klinger, Nir Klinger, the Maccabi, you know, legend, you know, it's just so many different stories here, but it's going to be just an electrifying feeling. And just imagining myself as a player going to play in that game, you know, players from both sides have dreamed to play in a derby with fans and feeling that atmosphere. So just add to that, that finals factor just puts so much more. We couldn't have asked for more, you know. Of course, it would be fun to watch the Beitar Tel Aviv Bat Yam against the big team, against the Maccabi Tel Aviv team. But this is much more exciting to watch, and it's going to be a good one. We'll of course speak and talk about it much more in the future. But the way Maccabi Tel Aviv played against Maccabi Haifa was just such a surprise, because Haifa came in as the heavy favorites. Maccabi Tel Aviv without their foreigners, you know, everything was going for the Maccabi Haifa way, but Maccabi just threw them a curveball, I like to say, in my sport. And an amazing performance. It starts from up top, from Patrick, if you ask me, getting his players ready for that matchup. And they were just the better team that night. And it seemed like, it's weird to say, but it seemed like Haifa was just the old team of the past couple of years that are just that, you know, not on the same tier as Maccabi Tel Aviv. Right. And it's so weird because they had all their players in, and, you know, it seemed like a perfect matchup for Haifa. They couldn't have like get it together, puzzled it up better for that situation. But Maccabi Tel Aviv has that mentality that is just different in Israel, that you know, everyone wants that mentality, and that's what made them go over the hump in this game specifically, because I can't explain why Maccabi Haifa didn't win this game and do it easily with the lineup that Maccabi Tel Aviv brought out. Maccabi Tel Aviv, we've always talked about their depth and how good they are, and they'll never give up. But just on paper, when you see the two lineups, you're like, okay, it's with the way they've been looking the past couple of weeks and everything going on and the championship and the league, I just can't explain it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a look at the last game, Roy Shalom. Of course, we're on here with Roy Shalom talking about the Israeli soccer situation. Be'er Sheva, 3-2 victory over Kiryat Shmona. Dramatic. David Kelton scores in the 99th minute, a winner deep into injury time. It was a fun game, you know, for two teams that are, you know, still looking to try to punch their ticket to Europe. Paul Be'er Sheva is still in the race for a European spot right now, so that's good on Romy Levy. It was back and forth. Good stuff. Good stuff by both of those teams. Kiryat Shmona, you know, listen, Kobi Rafua is finishing out his contract. It is rumored that he is in the running to become the coach of Beitar Jerusalem. We're going to have to see. Beitar Jerusalem, Moshe Chogeg said last month, oh, they're looking for a foreign coach. And then all of a sudden, we hear that it's, you know, it's going to be an Israeli coach. So what's going on there, Roy Shalom?
Beitar Jerusalem, right?
Yeah.
it's just, you can hear so many different stories, so many different rumors.
Here we are going to talk about Be'er Sheva and Kiryat Shmona, and we're on Beitar Jerusalem. There's always something going on in Beitar Jerusalem. Isn't it amazing?
That's the beauty of, you know, I don't want like to say the beauty of it, but it's for us, it's the beauty of being able to talk about Beitar Jerusalem in every second of the year. You'll just bring up something. Why? We don't know. I guess something with Jerusalem makes everything so I don't want to say toxic, but the holly of Jerusalem just gives everyone this like feeling of talking about it or a story coming out of it. So it's not only in the spiritual or political or wherever you want to say world, it's also here in our soccer, in our basketball, everything you just want. It's Jerusalem is just boiling out there. So once again, thank you for Beitar Jerusalem for giving us some new rumors and more things to talk about. But
you know, we should also mention that Eli Ohana, who is the I guess the president, is now also the director of player personnel for the team. And you have, and of course the two candidates are Kobi Rafua and Marco Balbul. Chaim Silvas, the name is out there.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, but you know, you look at this, to me, the obvious person that is perfect for the Beitar Jerusalem team would be Kobi Rafua, right?
Yeah.
I know, not to say anything against Chaim Silvas and Marco Balbul, who I do think Marco Balbul, I believe he's the best coach of those three. I think that Chaim Silvas has the most potential of those three, but Kobi Rafua fits the culture the best, I believe, of a team like Beitar Jerusalem. He would just be a perfect fit, like a glove.
Yeah. And I'll say this, if you ask the players who they rather the most, or they probably would be Silvas and Balbul, and who the least they want out there is Kobi Rafua, because he demands so much. And he yells at the players every single time, if it's for good things or bad things. You'll always hear him out, but that's the beauty. And that's the beauty of him and why he's been so successful over the years. And, you know, this year with Kiryat Shmona just shows how he can maneuver with, you know, a bit of talent and play with it and get the maximum out of it. And it seems like Beitar needs that ruler that will just, you know, slap the players and make them, you know, run for another hour if they haven't done anything right, or just, you know, scare them a bit, because they've been doing whatever they want this season. And that's also the mentality of Slobodan Andropić and Shai Barda, that they're more of the family guys of, hey, we want not only to be your coaches, but we want you to come for us for anything you need. And
for Shabbos dinner, they want them to
exactly
right there.
And Kobi Rafua will never bring in anyone for Shabbos dinner. For the bad reasons, I'll say, but he's a great man, as much as we laugh about him, and a great coach. So he fits like a glove. The question is, are you not bringing anyone from abroad?
I think I think those coaches are still with the sheiks.
Could be.
I think those guys are still with the sheiks. That's the way it looks to me. Let's take a quick look, Roy Shalom, at what we have coming up this week. On Wednesday night, we have a trio of games. Be'er Sheva hosts Petach Tikva, Kiryat Shmona hosts Maccabi Haifa, and what can be the championship game, and Ashdod hosts Maccabi Tel Aviv. There's still one relegation playoff game that means nothing between B'nai Sakhnin and Hapoel Tel Aviv Monday night this evening. and that will put a wrap on the lower, you know, the lower section of the league. And then on Sunday, the final three games, Maccabi Haifa hosts Be'er Sheva, Maccabi Tel Aviv hosts Kiryat Shmona, and Ashdod visits Maccabi Petah Tikva. So we have a couple of games left. Roi Shalom, is the championship going to be won on Wednesday night, or are we going to a final day for the championship to be awarded?
I want it to be dramatic. That's how I love it. You know, it's the perfect end for this Netflix story we've been talking about for, you know, for the movie of this whole 2020-2021 Israeli football league, soccer league, however you want to call it. It would be perfect for me. You know, I truly believe that in Kiryat Shmona, everything can happen. So, and Maccabi Tel Aviv in Ashdod, that's not easy, but the way Ashdod has been looking the past couple of weeks and what they've been going through, it's just a different story down there. So I really truly believe it will go for the final week. But, you know, Haifa has been so good this year, and it's hard to go against her. But I hope it goes for one last week, and then Haifa wins it all.
All right. There you go. The Sports Rev, I think that the championship's going to be won Wednesday night. I think that Haifa's going to come out guns blazing. They're going to win that game. And it will just be they'll go into the final game as a celebration on Sunday night. There'll be a big party in Sami Ofer Stadium. It will be packed. It will be wild. And it will be a big celebration. They'll give them the championship plate. I don't think it's going to be as dramatic as you're thinking. I think not that Kiryat Shmona isn't a valiant opponent. I just don't think they have enough in the tank. They're playing a lot of games, these teams. Haifa has a little bit more depth. Yet that also plays a factor here. The players are tired. And I think that, I think Maccabi Tel Aviv will win in Ashdod. And they'll go back to play a game on Sunday that will not mean much. They'll make sure whoever needs to get their yellow cards gets them out of the way. and whoever doesn't need to get a yellow card won't get a yellow card. They'll be focusing on the State Cup Championship next Wednesday. And, of course, we'll talk a little bit more about that as we get closer, which I do think Maccabi Tel Aviv will win. They will walk away with a title this season. Well, they already have the Toto Cup title, if you want to call it that. But they will walk away with the title this year. And again, a season that should not be, should not be put away. It was a very good season for Maccabi Tel Aviv. The fact that they made it to the round of 32 in the Europa League, people should not forget about that. That is that is huge. I think they set themselves up nicely. And I'll ask you this, Roi Shalom. Patrick Van Leeuwen, is he signing a multi-year deal to remain as coach of Maccabi Tel Aviv? The Sports Rabbi believes he is.
Yes.
Okay. So we believe Patrick Van Leeuwen is going to continue on as the head coach. Okay. Roi Shalom, any final thoughts? If not, you can give us your Twitter account and where people can find you.
It's sad to see it go and finish. It's just, you know, we're in the final weeks and it's just really been an incredible storied season. As much as I like to make fun of the whole Netflix story and everything, it's been so long, it feels like. And we had
been a long season.
Finally we can say we're talking 2 weeks to the end of the season and we still don't know the championship team. We haven't had that the past couple of years. So just being in here in this spot and not knowing exactly everything and the Israeli league giving us some dramatic feelings or that those, you know, there isn't a lot in life that can make the feeling of the sports and the whole excitement around it. Because there's nothing dramatic than a soccer game or a basketball game or any sports event. Because you can never know what will be at the end. Mm-hmm. So just to see that go from us and just enjoy every last minute of soccer, of any event you watch. Because it's going to be, seems like a hot summer, the way it's heating up here. And after being in a 43 degrees in Dubai, it was, wow, it was so hot down there. So, so just enjoy every minute of it. And, you know, and that's my take. And if you want to talk about that or anything else, you can reach me out at Arshelem on Twitter. Be happy to speak with you about those things and much, much more. So if you have any questions, just shoot it out at me and, you know, we'll talk.
All right. Of course, me, the Sports Rabbi, at the Sports Rabbi, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, sportsrabbi.com in English and in Hebrew for the latest and greatest news in Israeli sports. We will, of course, talk about the national team. Our next program, the Israel national team, has two games against Montenegro and against Portugal, both away, and we'll get into that. Practices are already taking place for some of the Israelis that have been playing abroad. So we'll have plenty to talk about. If you think the soccer season ever ends, it really never ends, Roy Shalom. it just continues and continues and continues here. With that, I want to wish you a good rest of the week. We'll speak to you. Perhaps we'll speak a little later on in the week if the championship is crowned, or even if it's not, maybe we'll have an emergency pod. It's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to the games this week. Roy Shalom, we'll speak to you soon.